All right, everyone, we're going to roll in tonight's post-race media availabilities. We are now joined by the winning crew chief of tonight's race, Chris Gale. If you have a question for Chris, we'll go ahead and get a wireless microphone to you. Just raise your hand. We'll start up here in the front with Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. Passing points, that's what we talked about before the race.
We did talk about that. Can you make that happen? Can we retroactively get that to happen?
I will put a column together and I'll advocate for it. How important is it, given this championship format, the current status of these cars, to where momentum can come and go just as people figure stuff out, to capitalize when you have a car like this, like you've had for, you know, the spring and early summer?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important with this format. I mean, I think it's important. I don't know if it's any more important than the other one, though, because of the bonus points and all that would happen. That's just different, right? And I think it's more important just Denny closing in on his career, you know, the number of races he's got left. I think it's important to all of us to capitalize on the potential wins with him, you know what I mean, and make those happen when they're close. And, I've, even though I don't feel like last week was one we should have necessarily had without that late restart, you know, we left one on the table at Kansas, potentially Texas too. So those, you know, those are ones where you want back. But you know, overall, it's just nice to have fast cars, and you want to try to capitalize on those at any point in time. But I don't know that it's any more important with this format, you know, other than, I guess, Reddick did have a bad day today, so we should have closed the gap to that, to the lead there, quite a bit, I would assume.
51.
Yeah, it's a bunch.
When you guys scrape the underwing, the diffuser, then go out there and set fast time anyway, some people will say, and they'll be as uneducated as I am for that matter, well, why do they need to do that? They were fast anyway. What was the damage, and what is the calculus in making those changes to the car?
Yeah, well, I mean, qualifying, right, specifically at Michigan is a place where, you know, we were qualifying at closer to the end of the day this time, right? So track temp was falling, and you're almost, you're not quite above the limit of the tire, but you're close to where, you know, they're running flat, specifically the last six to eight guys out, right? And so, you know, for one lap, you can get away with running off the tire a little bit and having the car trimmed out more if you could actually do that in qualifying. So a little bit of the downforce that we lost, we knew it wasn't going to be great for us, but you could potentially overcome that in qualifying at an event here. Now, roll that into Sunday with track temps much higher, and you have to run longer stints where you know, if you're at a deficient race car from a downforce standpoint, you're going to degrade your tires more and more and more every lap, right? And so you have to live with that consequence and that deficit the whole day. And I just didn't see any way that that made sense. You know, we do a lot of math to know what we killed there and how much, you know, we lost on it and what it was worth. And do we think that that's the right thing when you're going to go 40 to 50 laps on tires today? And no, but we could have gotten away with it for one lap for qualifying. And even if we didn't get the pole, right, it's worth trying to get a good pit stall. Even if we had qualified sixth, you know, whatever the case may be, we would have fixed the car to try to make it race better. They're long races, right? We didn't even, you know, we didn't have a clean day today, right? We had a pit stop issue early. We almost got involved in that one wreck around lap 80 something and had to come down pit road and pit when we didn't want to. So, you know, I think we went to the back three times counting the start, you know. So whatever performance we can get in the car, that's the way we want to do it for the race.
Additional questions for Chris? We'll go over to Chris.
Chris Nine, catchlines.com. Chris, I was curious what your thoughts are on going for three in a row next weekend at Pocono.
I haven't really thought about it. I mean, it's a good problem, I guess. Obviously, Denny's great at Pocono, and what does he have, seven wins there already or something like that? I think it's great. It's a great target. We try to win every week, right? And we talked about how good our cars are right now. So anytime we can go into a race weekend, we feel like we have a shot to win if we can just execute and do everything right all weekend. So it'd be great to get three in a row at Pocono for sure.
And is Pocono a place where going late in qualifying is important and crucial like it is at Michigan International Speedway?
I would be lying to you. I don't remember what time we qualify at Pocono. I haven't looked at that schedule. So I don't know if it's late. I think going late is always great. Like in case there's weather at Pocono, it rains out and I'm sure we would be on the pole at this point. So that part would be beneficial for sure.
Additional questions? All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Congratulations.